broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says California Democrat Adam Schiff should resign for his exaggerated characterization of the president's call with Ukraine's president asking to have Joe Biden investigated.
I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it.
That was during yesterday's House Intelligence Committee hearing. Congressman Schiff responds to the president asking for his resignation. You're right about one thing. Your words need no mockery. Your own words and deeds mock themselves. Two Sacramento police officers who shot and killed Stephon Clark last year will not face federal civil rights charges.
The officers, one of whom was black, the other white, say they believed Clark, who was 22 years old and black, was approaching them with a gun after he ran from them into his grandparents' backyard.
Fox is telling Jay Powers Clark had a phone in his hand. There were protests after the officers were not criminally charged. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Record heat continues for the next several days. Daily high records are in jeopardy well into next week. Meanwhile, the drought continues to worsen. Today, high temperature 98 to 100 will easily break the record of 96. Rain chances are very low, about 10% today and through the weekend, but not zero. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. That takes us to the end of September. Then, for the start of October, the hot and dry pattern continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 90 new basic correctional officers graduated from the academy Thursday. These new officers have limited duties because they're not APOS certified. Recruitment of corrections officers has increased by 150%. This comes after recent pay raises. A man has been sentenced in a 2014 murder case. 21-year-old Rodriguez Reed was sentenced to 99 years in prison for the shooting death of Ladarian Thompson. Thompson and Reed were both 16 at the time of the shooting. And two local schools are being honored as Blue Ribbon schools based on their academic performance. Prattville Christian Academy and Baldwin Magnet both received the honor. More than 9,000 schools have been honored as Blue Ribbon schools since the program started 37 years ago. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The Feedlot and Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, I don't have my headphones on.
Well, before we get into more fun, because it's Friday, it's the last hour
Frivolous
of the show.
Friday, Joey.
First need to announce the latest name in the name
Yes,
game.
You do.
The name for this hour, Tammy Mann.
Tammy Mann.
Tammy Mann.
That's a country singer song name.
Tammy Mann, call 396-5477 for your opportunity to win a 65-inch Sony Smart TV with tri-luminous display and Google Assistant and Chromecast built in. It's state-of-the-art television right there, courtesy of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Like Jack, you were saying, the Cohen's folks are great. My family's gone there for a lot of stuff. I know you've known them for a long time.
Yes, absolutely.
So again, Tammy Mann, call 396-5477 for your chance to win this incredible TV courtesy of Cohen's. All that said, Jack, David here is still on the line. Not David Woods. He is at the studio. I think David was looking to ask Mr. Woods a question, but we can field the call, I believe. David, how you doing? Sorry we ran out of time here.
That's no problem. How you guys doing?
All right. Thank you.
First of all, congratulations to both of y'all on your newfound challenge, and I think y'all will do well with it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, David. That means a lot.
You know, my spin is just a little different, and I think with both candidates, you know, I think they got to be careful on one of those situations. Be careful what you wish for. And I think, you know, Tar Strange did a good job, but I think he's getting off the boat just in time. And the reason I say that is, whoever gets elected, it's gonna be an uphill battle. The dynamics of Montgomery over the last, you know, 10 or so years have definitely changed. And you can get all the police you want, but unless you change the mindset of the people, you're gonna have a problem. And, you know, if you can't change what's in a person's mind or what's on his heart, you have some hard-down criminals in Montgomery, and our city is fast becoming another Southside Chicago.
Well, David, I don't disagree with you, but how can government, you know, that's what we always say is, like our education system, the problem is at home because there's nobody there to monitor them and make sure they're doing their homework and all that. How can government change the mindset?
Listen to me, Jack. I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I don't think government can. And the reason I say is whoever gets elected, they're going, and I hadn't heard this. I hadn't heard the get tough approach. They're going to have to get tough on what's going on in this city. Somebody's going to have to not pacify the situation. The parents need to be held accountable. The schools are not babysitting services. The police department, you know, it's like, you want to be safe, but you want to tie the law enforcement hand. Can't do that. Because if the criminals are outnumbering the police officers, we can't hire enough. And the mayor, city council, we're gonna have to put some things in place. And you're gonna pee some people off. I would rather be peed off, and I would rather be uncomfortable, but I want to be safe. If I got to be inconvenienced a little bit for a checkpoint, I don't have a problem with it because I'm legal. I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna try my best to obey the law. I'm gonna try my best to do it right. But I hadn't heard one of the mayoral candidates to acknowledge.
It's an uncomfortable thing to say, and I think you hit the nail on the head.
They're going to have to come in here. If you don't, and I left here probably about 10 years ago. I bought a home up in Millbrook, got lucky, got a nice home in a nice community. But honestly, if you took my mortgage away from me and just gave me a house here in Montgomery, and say you can live here for free, I would rather pay double what I'm paying now than to move back to Montgomery for a free house. And
that's a sad statement, but I understand what you're saying.
And I was raised here in Montgomery, born in Montgomery. I'm a 58-year-old black male, but I'm smart enough to see what's going on. And as the geographics change, unless you get a handle on it, unless you make this thing so tough on people, let them know that there's consequences. If you come to Montgomery and you start destroying, you start breaking the law, there's a consequence that you're going to be facing. And until you get that across, that mindset across to people, you got people here in Montgomery that don't give a heck, man. They don't care. They don't care about the law. They don't care about the neighborhood. They don't care about the cutting. They don't care about the violence. They don't care about the shooting. They just don't care. So the people that can go, Jack, they're leaving.
Oh, I know. I know a lot of my friends have.
And they're taking the money with them. And you can go, and I'll take the hit for this. I'll be real brief with this. I bought a house, in Regency Park in 1984. That was the first home that I owned. Man, when I go out there now, I live on Oakley Drive, first street to the left.
I know exactly where it is.
Beautiful neighborhood. Then, but now, man,
it's a war zone.
It's a war zone. And the thing of it is, let's just be totally honest. It's not the community that did not do it to itself. It didn't do it to itself. And Montgomery is fast becoming a hellhole. And unless people start being personal accountable and picking up around their neighborhoods, holding their kids responsible, doing the right thing, whoever become mayor, they gonna have to be careful what they wish for, man. because they're going to get the blame for it. And I think, you know, Mayor Strange is a pretty smart guy. And he probably could, hands down, get reelected if he was to run again, if he had ran again. But on this situation here, they're going to have to take a hard, stead approach to Montgomery. Whoever gets elected, they're going to have to just, you know, and they may as well say it now. Because you have some people in Montgomery that want that. Some people in Montgomery wants law and order, and I'm one of them.
Well, thank you for the call.
That's my rant for the day.
No, that's great. We appreciate it, David. I think more people need to say what you're saying, and more people need to think like you think.
Yeah, hard truths. It's good to have hard truths. I mean, for most people, the truth is almost indiscernible from a headache. But it is good to hear it every once in a while. And it's tough. I mean, I'm a young man here in the city. Been born and raised in the city. Escaped to Auburn for 4 years. Came back. And I'll be honest. For the longest time, well, there's nothing to do in Montgomery. But honestly, I think part of the problem with the city at times isn't necessarily infrastructure. We can talk about all the standard things. Anybody running for mayor would talk about education, crime, and whatnot. But part of it is the mentality of the people. And I've learned to change my mind. And if the city is going to work and be vibrant going forward, there are things we can do. But it all starts with individual initiative, looking out for not just entrepreneurs and business, but all sorts of activities going on. And I think things can be solved. Especially, though, if you button down on things like crime and get a better environment going, button down on things like education. And I'm a let a thousand flowers bloom guy on education. I think it's such a mess in this part of the state that I am willing to try anything, even if it isn't necessarily traditional public schools. But if we can make those work, great. And like I said, all of the above approach for me. But what do you say we move on here, Jack, for a second?
Let's.
You know, did you hear Adam Schiff yesterday? Schiff.
I want to hear it again.
Well,
it's too long, I know.
I didn't play the full...
Right.
But here's what he said before the hearing. It's 3 seconds.
The classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
So he took that mentality of this is a classic mafia-like shakedown, and he essentially reconstituted the transcript we actually have right here in front of us to make it sound even more like a classic mafia shakedown. So it's complete fiction. And so people started calling him out in the hearing yesterday about that. And yeah. Would you believe how he defended himself? I don't think you're going to believe this, Jack. He said it was parody.
Parody? Yeah. I read that.
Yeah, he called his own words parody, but also my summary, I'm quoting Schiff here, also my summary of the president's call was meant to be at least part in parody.
And there should be no parody when you're talking about impeachment.
Right.
That's a serious issue. Let me say one thing. I'm about to rant again.
I'll do it.
And I won't rant long.
You better deliver.
These SOBs in the Democrat Party know they cannot take Trump down at the ballot box. You know what? It's their own fault. They're running the worst candidates known to man. They know none of them can win. They're trying to damage Trump or impeach him so that he will not be in power, because if he's in power, he's going to win again. You look at his rallies, thousands of people. People turned away. There's such a crowd. And Kamala Harris and all these other idiots maybe get 100 people at their rallies. They cannot beat Donald Trump the fair and square way, so they are doing every underhanded, illegal, immoral, and unfounded investigations that amount to nothing. I am so sick of it.
I'm very tired of also this whole cabal between these legacy media outlets and the intelligence community as well. I'm so tired of finding like these classified media, like this classified whistleblower complaint. And when you read the whistleblower complaint,
it's nothing.
It's just like the FISA warrants taken out against the Trump campaign and Trump associates. When you actually look at this classified information, what's in there? Press reports. From like the New York Times and Yahoo News.
I know. Which, by the way, there's no news anymore. It's all editorialized.
It's unreal.
Every news article that you read in the New York Times, every segment you listen on NPR, which, by the way, takes federal subsidies, mm-hmm. and I think the Martha Robys of the world ought to cut off aid, any kind of aid to NPR, because they are the most left-leaning, biased, and unprofessional groups. Everything has a subliminal message that Donald Trump is a bad guy. And if you don't believe me, you just listen to it. You listen to, what is it, 89.9? Oh, I shouldn't say that. I was wrong, 93.1. But sometime when News and Views isn't around or any of the other daytime shows on this channel, just give it a listen, like on the weekends.
Yeah.
You will be amazed not to mention outrage. If you listen to it objectively, there is no objectivity on the media's part on NPR.
And the fact that it's now being recycled into official intelligence documents.
Oh, my God.
Is unreal. Let's go to the phones real quick before this break. Talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, that was, that thing you brought up was just the thing I was talking about. What kind of person goes before a committee like yesterday, they know it's on TV, and you read this thing out, and then he comes back and says, oh, it was parody. What in the world? Are you serious? This is the same guy that said he had more information Russian collusion than anybody. That was parody, too.
Yeah.
Everything the Democrats are doing right now is parody. I'm going to tell you right now, this is my prediction. This whistleblower thing, they know now that the person worked for the CIA. However, the report looks like a professional legal document.
Yep.
And I'm guarantee you, there is a group of people that did this. That's your conspiracy
Democrat lawyers is who wrote that thing.
Yeah. This is another big setup. And I don't know how anybody can believe Adam Schiff anymore. I agree with Trump. He needs to resign.
Well, he's...
What in the world?
He has no integrity. He is basically a dishonest, lying SOB.
And he literally got catfished by comedians on the radio from Russia saying, we have naked pictures of Trump. Number one, why do you want that, Schiff?
He's a fraud.
He is a fraud.
And what in the world is he up there heading up this thing? I mean, what a disgrace. I mean, this is unbelievable.
If I don't have a stroke before this election, I'll never have a stroke.
Well, I don't
That's
want
why
that
I retired. I retired, Jack. I was too close to having a stroke. So I just said, I'm going to retire.
It's just absurd. I mean, you wake up every day as some new BS. Every single day.
And there are serious policy issues that we could be discussing.
Even Fox News on this station at the top of the hour is leaning that way. I mean, they're all leaning that way, and I'm about to lose it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Well,
I'll let you go, but that just ticked me off, man. It's going to all work out, though. Believe me, Trump raised more money yesterday.
Oh, guarantee.
I mean, he just keeps ringing it in. Cha-ching, you know, come on, Democrats.
Well, Jim, if you ever feel all, you know, ticked off again, you can always call 272-9228 and you can yell and rant and get, you know, that catharsis.
Yes.
Just feel good about it.
This is the greatest place to vent your feelings is on this program.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
All right, bye.
I mean, I've used it as my therapy couch way too much.
I'm going off about this, but it's...
Don't apologize, Jack. Don't apologize. You're right on.
I mean, I want to get my gun and march on Washington. No, I better not say that.
Yeah, I was about to say, you should apologize,
I don't
Jack.
Want Secret Service looking for me. But I'm telling you, these people are out of control.
Yeah.
They are not fit for public office. I cannot believe people send them to Washington. Mitt Romney, go home, Mitt. Keep your damn mouth shut. I can't stand him. And I'm glad I don't live in Utah, because
And whose interests do they have in mind? It doesn't feel like my best interest, but you know who does have your best interests at hand?
I know exactly.
And in heart.
I'm telling you.
Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage and her staff. Kim Williams
and
her staff.
Yeah, her team, man. They're great.
They're fantastic folks at Alabama Home Mortgage, and they stand ready to help you. Yes, you listening right now with buying your first home or refinancing your current home. Don't send all your sensitive personal info and data to some televised mortgage company across the country. Somebody who doesn't know who you are or what you need. You need to send your information and trust somebody who's here locally, who's proven by offering incredibly honest and effective service to people all over the River Region. Low rates and many styles of loan, including VA and FHA. So don't take out an additional loan if you want to renovate the house of yours. You can easily refi your home. And as Kim has been telling us in the last week or two, Christmas will be here before you know it. So maybe you can refinance your mortgage, refinance your home, and you can have extra cash. So it's a very, very Merry Christmas indeed.
And she's worked a lot of miracles for, like, public employees who are looking to refinance and veterans.
Yes, yes. So I know we're a little heated still from the conversation earlier, but folks, just to calm down a bit, call Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams today, 567-4223. Again, that number for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Or you can visit them on the web at ALA homemortgage.com. NMLS number 158638. They are, of course, an equal housing lender. Well, Jack, we need to hit this break here.
Yeah, I need.
Do we have a defibrillator in here in case something bad happens?
No.
Because I'll put the paddles to you.
Listen, if you get all this going down to the floor, you'll never get it up.
We'll be back.
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Everybody's weighing in. Everybody.
Oh, I know. Did you see that idiot Hillary calling Trump a corrupt human tornado? Now, for Hillary to call somebody corrupt, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, number one, I'm not corrupt, Hillary. I'm not corrupt at all. I had a beautiful call with the Ukrainian president. I had a beautiful call with everybody, even Putin, even Xi. She, president of China, if you don't know, Hillary.
And just Joey talking here. You know, Hillary Clinton, I'm not going to talk from a partisan point of view because I could. Honestly, we don't need you in the White House from a partisan, uncharitable point of view. We need you running some bell tower with your Quasimodo posture. Crooked didn't just mean the fact that you're corrupt. But from a point of view of, say, my friends who are Democrats, Hillary, if you still want to be active, go out there, fight for women's rights. Go out there, speak on behalf of children. Do all the wonderful things your bleeding heart desires. But when it comes to presidential politics and it comes to Donald Trump, every time you speak, Hillary Clinton, as Juanita Broderick reminded you on Twitter yesterday, every time you speak about Donald Trump and you insert your stupid opinion and your fat ankles into the conversation, it makes another Democrat run across the aisle and throw on a red MAGA hat. So stop it.
She's a panty waste.
If you got things to offer, go offer them on the issues. But you jumping into, well, Donald Trump's a corrupt human tornado. Yeah, how did that work out for you, Hillary?
Let me tell you something. If anybody ever looked into the Clinton Foundation, she really would be in jail. She and that old crooked husband of hers.
Goodness, like just... Go. What are with these losers? Like, I didn't like it when John McCain kept piping up after losing. I don't really like it with Mitt Romney piping up. But at least, you know, Mitt Romney and John McCain were actually in the Senate still. So as a senator, you still, I think, have the prerogative to speak on all these hot-button political issues.
You don't have a right to speak against people in your own party. I'm sorry. But I hate that.
Hillary's not even holding office. And I'm sure there are a lot of Democratic presidential candidates. Again, this isn't a partisan point. They're like, shut up!
I know, because everybody sees this as sour grapes on her part.
Yeah.
And nobody likes a sore loser.
I'll be vindicated once Trump is impeached. I'll be vindicated once he's proven so corrupt.
Yeah, vindicated, but never elected.
You know why Trump was elected, Hillary? Because people don't like you. There are people that love Trump. But the main reason he was elected is because people didn't like you. I was even up in D.C. around the time of the election, Jack. And I was sitting down eating some delicious white truffle mac and cheese. It was fantastic. Wonderful mac and cheese. Some of the best mac and cheese ever. And I'm sitting there, and it's one of these picnic-style tables. So it's multiple parties sitting at the table. And the people I started talking to all worked for the Clinton campaign in some way or another. Right. And I asked them, though, because I started doing my Bernie Sanders. Oh, she's corrupt. She screwed me out of the nomination. They're all laughing at that. And I asked them, but do you genuinely like her? Is it a paycheck? They all said, it's a paycheck. So I guess there
she's
are a few
tyrant.
People that like Clinton, Hillary. But my goodness. Leave it alone, Hill Dog. Rod Ham. Leave it alone. You're not helping your own party. What do you say we go to the phones, Jack?
Let's.
Hey, Randy from Snowden. How you doing?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing there? I just wanted to make a comment about changing by Mayor-elect Woods. But I want to say if Jack wants to hit that floor and you ain't got a defibrillator, Joey, just keep him mouth-to-mouth and make sure you keep your tongue in your mouth or you don't suffocate him.
Well, no, they changed the procedures, too, where you just have to do the compression of the chest.
Oh, really? No mouth-to-mouth?
Yeah, no mouth-to-mouth. That's at least what I've been told. So.
Okay. Whatever works for you, Joey.
Indeed.
But what I was, wanted to comment on is that this Jason guy that called in, I personally think that he was a plant from the campaign liberal side of...
No, he's a caller.
He's a regular caller.
He's called in several times.
Yeah.
Well, but he was trying to embarrass him. But what people need to know, and I want to put it out there, I tried to get in when Mayor-elect Woods was there, but y'all were busy as always, is David Woods is not a politician, as he says. I mean, he does stumble on his words, and the people say that he's dumb because he don't have that grooming that Reed has from his father and from Harvard and so on to be able to be a public speaker. Reed, in my opinion, just talks around the point instead of straight to the point. And David Woods tries to get the straight point across to people, talking to them like we were sitting across drinking coffee. Mm. And they look at him as not being very smart because he does fumble his words, I've said a lot. And this this Reed guy, he just basically is a public speaker, and he's been groomed from an early age by his father. And that's my opinion on why people should look past the intellect words and the smooth talk that Reed has and elect Mayor Woods for mayor in the city of Montgomery.
Well, Randy, we appreciate the call, pal.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
You too, Randy. You too. We got to hit another break here, Jack. Clint, Gino, hold your positions. Folks, you're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. The number is 272-9228. I've been saying that number so much, I could say it in my sleep. I could be dreaming. 272-9228, 272-9228. That's the call-in number if you want to join in. It's Friday, so you can really go anywhere you want. You can rant about Hillary Clinton. You can bring up shifty Adam Schiff. We can talk about the mayor's race, or we can get into the story, Jack. There's a Green Party activist in Canada. It's so funny when these idealistic, any activist group, yeah, especially the environmentalists, don't live up to their own ideals. And they tried to paper over.
Like Al Gore.
Oh, like Al Gore. But this one is just so petty. It's hilarious. They doctored a photo. We'll tell you what it is after the break. 272-9228. Be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at CallDixie.com.
License number 15033.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Record heat continues for the next several days. Daily high records are in jeopardy well into next week. Meanwhile, the drought continues to worsen. Today, high temperature 98 to 100 will easily break the record of 96. Rain chances are very low, about 10% today and through the weekend, but not zero. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. That takes us to the end of September. Then, for the start of October, the hot and dry pattern continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. As promised, Jack, this is just hilarious. Quick story. The Green Party of Canada has put out their new, push marketing campaign. And they have a photo of their leader. I believe her name is, Elizabeth May, the leader of their party. Well, they put out a photo that was clearly doctored. And it's just a benign photograph.
Sure.
Right, and look at it. Here it is right in front of you on the screen. There's the real photo. And she has, in the real photo, a single-use, disposable coffee cup. Well, the marketing team for the Green Party of Canada decided, that's against all the sins of environmentalism. So they photoshopped in a regular coffee cup, like a Tervis tumbler, and it, of course, I believe it has like a metal straw to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You can barely see it. But they decided to photoshop the fact that she was using a disposable coffee cup.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, when these high and mighty, morally superior folks, ideologues, essentially make themselves hypocrites because their standards are too high, I find it adorable and hilarious.
What's her name?
Elizabeth May.
And she's the Green Party candidate?
Yeah, the leader of the Green Party in Canada. Check it out for
yourself. Doesn't even know how to drink coffee.
Oh, that's funny as hell. But let's go to the phones and talk to Clint. Hey, Clint, how you doing?
Good day, guys.
How you doing?
How you say it? Good. Yeah, Campbell, that was a good rant about 15 minutes ago.
Well,
and
thank you.
I agree with everything you said. You took the words right out of my mouth. 100% correct in my opinion. But guess what, dude? What's going to be next?
I know. There will be something.
They're not going to give up. It ain't going to happen.
They cannot beat him for president, so they're going to try get rid of him.
No, sir, they cannot. So we got more to come in this episode until November 2020.
You're right.
And it's amazing. They're going to keep on doing what they're doing. They're liars, they're cheats. And if this country elects them for president, man, I hope the American people are not that stupid. I really do.
Well, they were sophisticated enough not to put Hillary in there, and that's enough for me. And I think Trump may have lost some votes, but I bet you he's gained some votes, too.
Oh, I agree with that, too. And Mr. Joey Clark, don't be too hard on the Canadians, all right?
No, I respect the Great White North in general, but, when it comes to I love it when... I'll say it again. When ideologues whose standards are so high, they can't even live up to them, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I trained the Canadian Army, the military, and they're good guys.
Oh, yeah.
great soldiers and funny. But they got problems just like we do.
Well, and lately I've been, just a quick tip, if you're looking for a funny kind of comedy show, a show called Letterkenny. And it's all based in rural Canada. It's hilarious stuff. It actually reminds me of rural Alabama in some ways. Very, very funny stuff.
I like to see it and hear it.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, guys, have a great weekend and Roll Tide and War Eagle.
All right, Clint, thanks, pal.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Gino. Hey, Gino.
Hey. I got two things to discuss with you.
All right.
This couple got married and honeymooned upstairs at the dad's house, mom's house. And she came down the stairs just crying and said, "Mama, Mama, Johnny only has one foot." She says, "Thank the Lord you dad."
I appreciate the call, Gene.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Where did you come up with this?
Somewhere.
Where does he come up with this?
Somewhere. Let's go to the phones and talk to Papa B. Hey, Papa B, Papa B.
Hey. Joey, you know, you're pointing out the lunacy on the green movement.
Mm-hmm.
I have one thing to say about that. How dare you?
Wait, are you trying to say...
How dare you?
How dare you? Oh, and by the way, Father Joey, are you taking green confessions today, by the way?
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
I have green confession to make.
All right.
I leave the pool pump on to keep the leaves going in the skimmer so I don't have to get out there and get them out by hand with the little screen.
It's okay, my
it's
son.
It's terrible.
It's okay.
I can't. Well, the worst part is I'm going to keep on doing it.
Hold on. Is that all you have to confess, though? You leave the pool pump on?
No, I leave that air conditioner on when I'm gone from the house.
Oh, man.
So that it's cool when I get home.
You're sinning full time now, Papa B.
Mother Gaia, may your deep motherly spirit, Mother of Earth, may you wash over Papa B here and absolve him of his environmental sins and make him see the error of his ways. Thank you so much.
Is that a parody on the priesthood? Adam?
Oh, God. I tell you what, it's just so funny to watch these folks just twist around. And you're right. They can't live up to their own standards. That's what makes it even worse or even funnier, I guess, depending on how you look at it. But,
The guy who was John Kerry's running mate, Edwards?
No.
Was it John Edwards? What was his name?
Yeah, John Edwards.
John Edwards.
Yeah.
I was up visiting I went up to a family wedding, and it was whatever year that was, 2000. When did they run? 2004?
2004, yep.
Well, I went up to Raleigh because one of my cousins was getting married, and John Edwards lived around the block from my cousin. And, of course, there was like a checkpoint because he was a candidate for vice president. And he had the most ostentatious, gaudy, ugly. But, I mean, it was just him and his wife living in this, like, I don't know, 12,000-square-foot home. I mean... Talking about, you know, energy efficiency and all. I mean, these guys are such hypocrites.
They really are. I mean, and it's fine. If you want to live in, you know, a very, you know, low carbon footprint environment and home and everything's renewable, all power to you, man. If you want to live like high on the hog, SUV, big truck, huge home, America, like all power to you, man. But just be consistent. And this is a thing that you should always suspect, folks. When your ideology is so stringent in terms of correct behavior and wrong behavior that you can't even live up to your own ideology, there might be something wrong with it. Might be a bit unrealistic.
No question about it.
Right, right. And I'm not talking about the idea that we're all sinners and we all need forgiveness. I mean ideology. Like political points of view, that if you actually took those political points of view seriously, everybody would fail to live up to it. Oh, but the only way you could actually live up to it, because you can't do it on your own, is just give the environmentalist power. And if you question it, prepare to be shamed.
How dare you?
So.
Well, we don't all agree in this country on things, but I'll tell you what 99% of the people do agree on. Bath Innovations of Alabama.
Oh, yes, they do. I mean, that's a fact.
They are, I like to say, one-stop shop. If you've got a drab bathroom like I do, and you want to upgrade, mine's very out of date. If you want to convert a tub into a shower, if you want a walk-in shower, if you want fiberglass in your tub mended because it has a crack in it, they're the people to call. They'll do tile work. They do it all. If it's bathroom related, you can count on Bath Innovations of Alabama. They're on the Eastern Boulevard. Right across it is 2331 East Boulevard. Across the road from Home Depot, look for the duck, and you'll know you're there. And they have a great showroom. So go by there and check it out. If you're looking to upgrade your bathroom and you kind of want some ideas, they'll even give you a free estimate. So call Bath Innovations at 277-2723. 277-2723, or go by their showroom, 2331 East Boulevard in Montgomery, or look them up on at bathinnovations.com.
Now, in the closing segment, Jack, because we got to hit a break here, I want to make sure people know how to avoid being hateful. The Anti-Defamation League, very official, they have added a few new, what seem like benign things to their list of hate symbols. So I want to make sure folks know those symbols so they don't accidentally start spreading hate.
Like that?
Jack, put your hand out. Don't do that.
You know Trump does that in all of his speeches.
Don't do that anymore. I know the president won't be
back. Well, he's not above the law, you know.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
How you doing? What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm probably going to do a little extra work. Got to tighten up the show here. I'm liking what we're doing, but there's, onward and upward, so to speak. So I might do that. I'm probably watching football. Yeah. Watch a little wrestling.
Who's Auburn playing this weekend?
See, I don't even know. This new gig this new time slot I'm doing, continuing on the News and Views name, it is, well, it's my focus. So really a lot of things have gone by the wayside in terms of silly hobbies and whatnot.
Is your house dirty?
It's not bad. My room's not as clean as I would like. There's a little
bit
of
your panties on the floor?
No, unfortunately not. It's a little funkier than I would like, but yeah, it's not too bad. But here, as promised, Jack, you were making a hate sign earlier in here.
You know, who knew?
Yeah, Jack was sitting here right in front of me, folks, just willy-nilly like it's some silly thing to do.
Now,
this is serious business,
he's
Jack.
He's making you think I'm giving him the middle finger.
No.
And that was not it at all.
And it wasn't a Hitler salute either.
No.
Though, folks, if you're ever waving to somebody, be careful. You don't want to outstretch your arm completely straight up if somebody takes a still photo. Anyway, the Anti-Defamation League has added a few new gestures to their list of hate symbols. One of them was the sign you were making, the OK.
You know why they added it? Because Donald Trump uses it every time he speaks, where you connect your index finger to your thumb. Mm-hmm. And make a circle,
yeah.
And you hold the other. He does that when he talks.
It's also the I made you look game, like you would hold it below your waist, and it's something wrestlers play all the time on the road. People used to play it at, like, school, or you hold that symbol, like, on your leg or something.
I don't do anything below my waist.
But they've added the OK hand gesture, as well as the bowl-style haircut. So, I mean, it was ugly before, but now it's hateful. And also, an anthropomorphic moon wearing sunglasses are among 36 new entries in the Jewish Civil Rights Group's online database of hate symbols used by white supremacists and other far-right extremists. Now, but here's the thing.
I bet anybody that uses that doesn't know. Two-thirds of people that use that are not white supremacists.
Right, and that's the thing. It's, okay, yeah, white supremacists, I assume, also drink water. Hitler had a dog. I mean, at a certain point, it's like, yeah, people that are actually hateful, their ideology and their worldview is hateful. They not only think I'm better than other people, but they're willing to, you know, use violence
what
and all these.
What was Hitler's dog's name, Joey?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it was a German Shepherd, though.
Do you think?
Oh, yes, yes. Very, very well trained.
I think it was Wilhelm. Or Olga.
He was actually a fan of Walt Disney, so he named it Daffy Duke.
Stay call close to the candles.
That's a callback.
This can be treacherous.
Let's see who this is in the last minute of News and Views. Who's this? You're on there.
Hey, Kevin,
I was just going to get my question about who Auburn was playing. And they're playing
Mississippi
State.
All right, thank you. That's right. Yeah, okay.
I appreciate the word.
Alabama's playing Ole Miss tomorrow at 2:30.
Oh, so the Alabama schools get the Mississippi schools.
Yes.
Should be a good mashup.
And I guess we won't hear Nick Saban talking about these early kicks.
Well, Jack, it's been fun.
It has been fun. It's been real, and it has also been real fun.
Indeed, indeed. I'll see you when I see you. Well,